There's like three myths I typically walk somebody through.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to 9 to 5 Mom with a Pod. I am your host, Fran. And today we have an incredible guest, Kristen Chadwick. She's a seasoned podcast coach, host, and manager with nearly a decade of experience.
You don't need a lot of money to start a podcast. Are you avoiding starting because you're scared?
I will tell you, don't care what people think. But I know that it's difficult to not care about what people think because I'm the same way. I want to be girl bossing it all day long, but girl bossing it is exhausting. Actually, the idea of today's podcast is because Kristen is a podcast coach, and I am also a podcast coach, but I get this question a lot. They ask me, Fran, I've never done this before. It sounds amazing. It sounds fun. It sounds something that I would love to do. And I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. I don't know what my first step should be, what my first click should be. And a lot of the times when even when people ask me how I did it, sometimes I don't remember how I got here a lot of the times. Because, I mean, I can tell you, oh, you know, this is something that just, you know, a background story of what how it came to be. But it's true. Like, what was... I wish I remembered what was my first click that I was like, okay, I want to get into the podcasting space. Like, what do I do? Do you have those types of clients that come up to you and they're like, well, I don't know where to go?
Yes. I think I have this conversation daily.
Right.
That, and isn't the market saturated? So I there's like three myths that I think that I typically walk somebody through. So if you were sitting in front of me and you are someone that was interested in starting, I would first say you don't need a lot of money to start a podcast, because that's usually a myth, is it's too expensive to start a podcast. The second thing is it's too saturated. So we would walk through that. And then the third thing is you need hours of time to do a podcast. So I'll walk through each of those.
Oh, nice.
So first is, it's not expensive. You can get a good, decent mic for $100. And even if you wanted to splurge, it would be like $250. And that is a killer mic. So you could start with that. You could, start with a free hosting platform, like Spotify. My only caveat with that is that you don't own your content if you host through Spotify. And if you don't know what I mean by a hosting platform, it's basically like a cloud storage for your audio. And it's the thing that shoots it out to all the platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all of those different apps. So if you wanted to spend $15 a month, there's like Podbean and Captivate and Libsyn. Those are all hosting platforms that you own the rights to your content simply by paying this little small fee every month. And then a decent set of headphones. You can just use your old Apple wired headphones. I always say wired because you need to have a wire connected into your microphone so you don't get a delay or feedback with not wearing headphones. And, you know, headphones can be as cheap as your ones that are hiding in a drawer somewhere. And you haven't touched them in years because you just have AirPods.
The best.
Or you can, you know, pay $30 on
I still
Amazon
use my old AirPods. Not the, not the pods, but the cable
the
ones, the wired one. Those are the best.
Yeah,
and they still work.
I'm like, what you got?
Yeah, I still open the case and close the case and I'm like, it's not connecting, but my wired ones never fail.
I know. It's true. It's true. Yeah. So your mic, headphones, the hosting platform, and then your computer. There's a free app, like a software app called Audacity, or you can use GarageBand, but Audacity is specifically for audio and it's free. So that is really it, just to get started. So not expensive to get started. You can always, there's definitely a scale of if you don't want to DIY it, You can hire a podcast coach like Fran or myself to help you launch. Yes.
There you go.
If you're like, I don't want to figure it out, I would rather have somebody else figure it out. And I have the investment to do that. That's great. So, so that's the first myth I would bust. The second myth is the oversaturated market. So this one is really interesting. I get this question so much. I actually just had it yesterday. I said, okay, so here's my question to you. Do you have a Facebook? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, well, so does like 8 billion people.
Right.
Right. And she was like, true.
Right.
And I was like, everyone who wants to start a podcast should absolutely try out podcasting. Should you have clarity in focus and purpose? Absolutely. But it is for anyone who wants to use a new platform to intimately be inside of someone's ears and head and share your story. One of my huge values that we work with in our company is your voice matters. Aww. And that means every unique voice. And I had a little moment last week where I was listening to a fitness podcast. It's one of my passions. And I was listening to this lady and she was like, you know, eat more protein, do weight training. I've heard this for like how many years, right?
Right.
But for whatever reason, the way that she said it, it clicked in my brain.
Interesting.
I've probably heard it hundreds of times from other people. But because of the way that she presented her story and the evidence that she had seen with her clients, I was like, oh my gosh, it totally makes sense today.
I did not know. I had to go to the gym and I had to eat healthy. And no, but it's true. You know, because a lot of the times... It's 100%. I think you made a great point. It depends, I guess, on the person. Sometimes it's not the first time, it's not the second time, it's not the third time, but it's the 50th time that you're like, you know what? I guess I'll do that.
Yeah. And anytime, so like if you're like, well, somebody already talks about podcasting to moms, and yet between you and I, we're very different and we're going to reach different people, and we actually might reach the same people, but we also have different angles of how we have seen things work, and that beauty of like, wow, you can see it from all different angles, and it might actually click for somebody else hearing it from you versus from me.
It's so crazy that you said that, because I think there's a misconception and a misunderstanding amongst people that they're should be viral, right? There's this concept of going viral, of always being in the public eye, but you're not in that space. And when people talk about, oh, the market is not saturated, yes, obviously there's a lot of users, there's a lot of views out there for you, but you have missed the point of absolutely one thing. That's where the niche comes in, because if you say, well, and again, and I think in the beginning, and maybe this has happened to you with your clients. In the beginning, they're going to say, I don't know what I'm going to do, though. What am I going to talk about? You're not really going to figure that out until you completely just start doing something. Start somewhere where you think you should start.
Yeah.
And then I feel like after that, then things will sort of evolve over time and be like, oh, I guess I don't need to be doing this anymore. I guess I can just sort of pivot a little bit over here. And eventually you'll find your community. In today's world, yes, the market is saturated, but not in the way that you think that is saturated. So right now we're in community-based business, where there's a difference between community-based business and then I want to reach a mass audience, going viral. Numbers mean absolutely everything. And my lifestyle is completely different. Also, like the way that I want to live, or that I want my lifestyle to be like, it's different. Or there's community-based, where is essentially you're going to be fine. You're going to be successful in your platform with your community, with your expertise, with your niche. And then you grow from there.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love that.
Oh, I think it's that energy drink.
Here it comes.
I think it kicked in.
It kicked in. I love it. Yeah. And I want to touch on what you said too of sometimes you just need to start and then you figure it out. And I've definitely seen that over the years that you have to have some sort of idea. Mm-hmm. Like, what are people always coming to you and asking you questions about? Maybe you are really good at meal prepping, or you're good at time management, or mm-hmm. like your friends are always coming to you of like, I have mold in my house. What do I do? Like,
right.
whatever it is. You ride a unicycle and that's what
that's
you do.
Perfect.
And so that's where you start. I think where we get the distinction of sometimes people don't start because they are unclear, and where I will challenge them, and I'm sure you challenge them too, Fran, is, are you avoiding starting because you're scared?
Yes.
Or you're scared you'll fail, or no one will listen, or it's an imposter syndrome type of vibe. Mm-hmm. And in that instance, it is you just got to start.
I can never say I don't care about what people think. I will tell you, don't care what people think, but I know that it's difficult to not care about mm-hmm. what people think, because I'm the same way. I didn't even want my father-in-law to find out. I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Like, I've had some secret society podcasts of like, oh, he can't find out, but yes. I get it. So yes, imposter syndrome in family, friends be like, oh, weren't you an attorney, or weren't you a pediatrician, or weren't you whatever, and then now you're doing podcasting, and it's now becoming more accepted also. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, if you 10 years ago, I always say back in the day, it's not back in the day, it's literally
it
10 years ago,
pre-2020,
you would tell someone, hey, I'm starting a podcast, you'd be like, how are you making money from that, sir? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you think podcasts, you think Joe Rogan, you think Call Her mm-hmm. Daddy, but these are big platform, mm-hmm. Podcasts. I'm talking about more, niche podcasts that so many of them out there exist that you have no idea the amount of value that they bring.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I call them the indie podcasters. Yes. We are, and that's really the heart of why podcasting started, was mm-hmm. because people were getting away from radio. I mean, that was the two guys that started it. They were like, I want to get away from radio because I don't want to be controlled by advertising. Mm-hmm. And we just want the freedom to speak what we're wanting to talk about. And I think the heart of podcasting is still in the hands of, everyday men and women who are sharing their story. And you might not be bringing in millions of dollars like Joe Rogan, but you are creating an environment where people feel seen and heard and known because you're sharing your story.
To basically just talk about this whole saturated part. It is, but a lot of the times, to have a podcast, it has to be so consistent. It's work. And if you think that, oh, I'm just going to start my episode one and I'm just going to get all these sponsors, it's not realistically like that at all. At mm-mm. all. But you still could do it, and you still can get your voice out there. And even if it takes you, let's say, 2 years for people to find you, eventually you'll be found.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you got to stick to it. You got to stick to it.
Yeah. Well, and I think that leads to the third myth that we were going to talk about, which is it takes a lot of time, which it overlaps with this myth, is that we have to do all of the things. Yeah. And one of the things that I love about you, Fran, is when I was listening to your podcast and I heard you talk about how as an entrepreneur, as a mom entrepreneur, we're doing the roles of like seven different roles, right? Yeah. In one person.
Yeah.
And to that point is, where can you delegate? Mm-hmm. And is it delegating having someone pick up your kiddos at school while you finish editing? Yeah. If editing is not your thing, find somebody who can edit your show whether you have a budget of $1,000 a month or $500 a month or $200 a month, you can find somebody to do all of those things that can help you keep your energy in a space of not depleted.
Yes.
And I think it's just more finding a rhythm that works for you and then finding ways that you can delegate. So that's one of the greatest things I love about our little podcast company is that we have a team of four people that are constantly supporting our podcasters because we know their main thing, their main focus should be on the content.
Right.
It should be on taking care of themselves. And if I find any of those precious podcasters that are in your shoes, like even though they're delegating, because we're all going to burn out because creating content takes a lot of energy because you're constantly creating, you're mm-hmm. constantly putting on the output. So in those seasons, we are like you, where we advise them of like, hey, you know what? How about either A, we pull some old content so you can take a break, or batch record for just a little bit so you can take a solid month off where you're not on social media. You're not like, do not create anything. Like, go have fun, go right. play, go enjoy life. Don't like try to rewire your brain to walk through life just being present instead of like, oh, this would be great content.
Right.
Because we can so get into that rhythm of like, oh, I'm doing this so that I can create this. Right. Instead of just being present.
Content creation, and this is what this is in podcasting. Mm-hmm. You know, you're creating content, you're creating episodes, you're trying to find ways or new ways to provide value to your audience or your, you know, whoever your audience is at this particular point. Like right now, I really love and enjoy that my audience is so small in the mm-hmm. sense of that I have the community of moms that want to get out of that space. They're stuck, you know, they're corporate moms that are just tired of their jobs and they're like, I'm just done with this and I want something different. And mm-hmm. then there's also the other batch where we have the stay-at-home moms where they're like, hey, I've been at home because I used to be corporate or I'm just at home all the time. And I know both of those roles mm-hmm. because I went through both of those roles. I know them 100%. And being a stay-at-home mom is not easy. Being a corporate mom is not easy. I was a corporate mom that worked remote. Working remote meaning I'm at home all the time, you know, mm-hmm. and that was part of one of my burnouts, that I'm at home all the time. I work remote. I'm with my daughter and mm-hmm. I don't get any social interaction.
So yeah, that's hard.
That's very difficult. Sometimes I get so frustrated and overwhelmed and I'm like, I want to do it all. I want to do everything. I want to be girl bossing it all day long. But girl bossing it is exhausting. So
absolutely.
Let's talk about a little bit, because you mentioned something earlier about Spotify and Apple. You said don't put it in because, you know, don't host your platform there because you don't own your content there. Can you really go into that?
So to break it down is, so if you have got your mic, you've got you were brave and you pressed record and you've got your episode and then you're like, well, now what? How do I get it to Apple Podcasts? How do I get it to Spotify? So this is where your hosting platform comes in. And correct me if you're like, I'm not answering the question the way that you want. So what you have to do is you have to find a place that is going to host your podcast.
Correct.
And so there, like I mentioned before, there's multiple hosting platforms. There's Libsyn, Libsyn, which actually stands for Liberated Syndication. They're one of the original podcast hosting platforms. Mm-hmm. There's Captivate.fm, which I always recommend if you are using your podcast as a platform for your business, because you can put in your own advertisement into your podcast pretty simply without having to go in and edit all of your episodes. There's Podbean, there's Spotify for podcasters or for creators. There's YouTube now. Mm-hmm. And so all of these is where you would go, and you have to get, it's called an RSS feed. Mm-hmm. That is technically the definition of a podcast, is you have an RSS feed.
Right.
And what that means is basically it's an online address that whenever you publish something new, so you've got your recorded episode and you put it into your hosting platform gives you your first RSS feed or your only RSS feed, basically your online address of where it's going to go and grab your brand new episodes that have been scheduled.
Correct.
And all of that is that you have to get it approved by Apple. Apple is kind of the gatekeeper now as of, as we're recording this. You have to go through Apple Connect is what it's called. And they say, yes, you can do this podcast or no.
I feel like people need to understand also the difference between these bigger platforms and the smaller platforms. If you're accounting for listens and downloads, every platform is different.
Yeah. And I think that you can get a big picture if you go to each of those and you find your analytics.
Yeah.
So I do appreciate Libsyn for how specific they are with downloads. I do appreciate how Apple does how long people have listened. That's really helpful to know. Like if you've got an hour long episode and you have a 50% listening rate, then that shows you need to cut your episode in half.
Right.
Because people are dropping off.
Yeah.
That's super helpful. Inside of Spotify, I love because the unique thing that they do is they tell you like, what are they listening to other than your podcast, which kind of gives you an insight into, like for mine, I have a lot of Christian women who are listening to like faith-based podcasts, outside of podcasting. So it's helpful to know your person, your listener. So I appreciate that with Spotify, and you're right. There's, so many different areas of where you could get the fuller picture. And each platform does kind of have their own expertise in there as well.
And that's wonderful. Yeah, that's great. So yeah, choose your platforms carefully. You also have to understand that if you are starting a podcast to have it as a center of your business, you need to also convert your listeners into subscribers. And then to separate them from the playground of keeping them as listeners in Spotify and Apple, because you won't know who they are. You just see the numbers, but you don't know who they are. So in order for you to extract them and bring them into your playground, you have to create email subscribers.
So every Thursday, I answer a question in under 10 minutes on the most popular questions that I get.
Awesome.
So one of the questions was like, how do I get my podcast audience to engage with me? Or how do I convert my listeners into followers? And so that was exactly what I said was, you've got to get them on your email list so that you can connect with them and know who they are. And yeah, it's so important. And one of the ways to do that is you've got to, like, what's the first problem you can solve for your listener? So if you have let's say you're a life coach.
Right.
I mean, okay, let's go with the time management. So if you're a time management coach, the first problem that you could solve is, maybe how do I set up a weekly calendar for, let's say my work schedule as a working mom, or a stay-at-home mom with work at home. And it's like a five-step thing that actually is going to solve a problem. It's not like, yeah, I already thought of that. give me something like real that is actually going to be beneficial. And so then that's a way that you can grab them into your email list and get to know the analytics inside of your email.
You can also host webinars and then not ask of anything other than, hey, just join me. We're just going to be talking, discussing. And then say, hey, I would really appreciate it if you could just sign up. That's another thing. Asking and for things is a big deal. Like, you have no idea that every industry that you're in is sales. You could be in law. You could be in health. You could be anywhere. It doesn't matter where you're at. You're selling. Podcasting is selling. Even if you're not selling anything, you're asking for them to give you their information so you can be in touch with them. And that's a pretty big deal. Like people subscribing to you. When I had my first subscriber, I will never forget that. I was like, who is this person? You know, like I was like, I want to know everything about this person. I want to know who is this mom? Where is she from? I want to talk to her. And then it got to the point where I was like, well, obviously I can't talk to 200 moms all at once. Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, you email them once in a while, like, hey, let's get into like a webinar. Let's have like a cocktail hour, a mocktail hour, whatever. And literally it's that's the way that you connect.
Yeah.
Not social media. I'm probably going to get bombed for this, but social media is amazing for you going out there and saying, hey, look, these are the things that I did today. These are the things that I'm working on, announcements, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. People have this really obsession, and I'm talking particularly about my mom content creators. All they talk to me about is numbers, like, oh, I got, you know, 50 likes, 60 likes, 70 likes. And I'm like, you need to focus on turning those 40 people that constantly like your photos into subscribers, you know, into your people. Like they're, one day they're not going to be there and you're not going to know where to find them. One day when that whole TikTok scare happened, people were like going crazy, downloading their stuff and finding out, hey, add me on Instagram. There is no platform that's your, you're playing in other people's playgrounds, and you have to have your own playground. Now there, the second level of misconception from that is that, oh, well, you know, what if I don't get all 5,000 subscribers, let's say, right? They're not all your audience. Some people follow you because they found you. Some people follow you because at that moment you were relatable to them. Maybe next week you're not relatable to them. Life happens. It's not to take it personal, but try to convert those into subscriber. And you will be surprised because you're like, oh, let's say only 100 people signed up. That's great.
I always say, like, if you had... you know, specifically with podcast download numbers, people can become so obsessed with it. And, you know, perspective is if you've got 50 people listening to your episode, that's like, if you had 50 people walk into your living room, you'd be like,
100%.
Ah, oh my gosh.
I'd be like, what are you guys doing here? Oh my God, it's a party. It's a party.
You would love it, right? Or 10. I mean, you would have a solid group of people that were there to listen to your heart, your expertise, your authority in this area, and you're making a difference. So you're making a difference whether you have 10 people or, you know, thousands of people.
Kristen, thank you so much for literally being here. I really would love to send people your way, your website link. Do you want to tell them what it is?
Yeah. So podcastcoachingforkingdomentrepreneurs.com. And on there, I have a free resource. It's a like 5-minute videos each of pre-launch conversation. And it goes more into detail about equipment, getting your clarity behind your purpose and your why behind your podcast, which I think is really important. So it's really helpful if you're in that space of, I think I want to launch a podcast and you want to just dig in a little bit more. That's really helpful there. And then I have a 10-step how to start a podcast episode series on my podcast as well. That was back in the summer of 2024. And that's episode 128 is when it starts on step one. So you can listen to 10 episodes and it literally will take you through the entire process of starting a podcast.
I really love it. I do. Go, guys, go to podcastcoachingforkingdomentrepreneurs.com. Thank you everyone for listening. And of course, having you as a guest was an honor.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Fran. You're amazing. I feel like we could chat for hours.
I know. I think we were about to. Next time we're going to do another step. I want to have you again.
Yes, I would love that. Thank you.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening.